In the early 90s, Nickelodeon was kid everything. And you better hope that your house had cable.
Wasn't there to educate you. We were there to have fun, to get slime, to be entertained.
And this is when Dan Schneider arrives.
Nickelodeon's golden boy. He created these shows that were hugely successful for them.
No one had ever really done sketch comedy starring kids for kids.
He launched the careers of child actors who became major stars.
For 20 years, he shaped children's entertainment and culture.
Hey, thank you for being here.
But that marked one of the darkest chapters.
Welcome to another episode of Chasing Fruit Flies. We are going to be reviewing Quiet on Set, The Dark Side to Children's TV with Nickelodeon. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and I'm joined here with my co-host, Miss Sedge, or Jess.
Hi!
Yay!
There's four episodes. I watched the first episode. And I will be honest, the whole time I watched it, my jaw was open.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I grew up with these shows. So like to like learn all of this stuff now as an adult, it made me look at those shows completely differently than it did when I was a kid.
Me too. And I grew up with them too. And my kids also watched some of them. That's very disturbing that these children, just some of the things they went through, and it was all on account of like one man, it seemed like.
That was the layers that like they, so I've actually seen all four episodes, but as you go on, they peel back more layers. It's like this onion that just keeps making you cry more and more as they peel back a layer.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
In episode one, we meet the two female writers that were a big part of all that and their experience and what they went through with Dan Schneider, the creator of all these shows. And when I say all these shows, like he was the creator of most of the shows on Nickelodeon at that time.
Yes.
From all that to The Amanda Show, to Drake and Josh, to iCarly, to Sam and Cat, to Victorious, all of them were created by him.
Yeah, they all kind of like trickled down. It's like he had all that. I don't think he was like, he wasn't the main person on all that, but then he got the Amanda Bynes show and that's where it kind of started. The first episode that I watched, it was about the Amanda Bynes show. And like, we already know, like, well, we don't know officially, but we just know what we hear in the news and stuff about her and how she kind of like went crazy in the eyes of the media, but you kind of see why. These parents that just don't speak up for their kids. And I get, you know, the one mom was, she was like, I was scared because I didn't want my child to like lose her role or whatever, which I understand, but don't let anyone ever treat your child like that. Like that blew me away.
Yeah. I mean, that part blew me away too, but I also like kind of understood where the parent was coming from because their kid really wanted it and they knew that their kid really wanted it. And, so real quick, before we move on, the actual synopsis for this episode is in the 1990s, a new creator emerges at Nickelodeon, showrunner Dan Schneider, who brings laughter and mentorship to kids TV. He champions young talent like Amanda Bynes, but behind the scenes, some female writers face a toxic and sexist environment. So that was the official synopsis for episode one that was called Rising Stars, Rising Questions.
Yes.
I think that probably the most shocking thing to me was when I was a kid, like the jokes that were in those shows, I geeked out at them and I laughed so hard at them.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my gosh, these shows are hilarious and da 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 da. Now looking at it, like how he came up with these ideas is just mind blowing. Never would have thought that. In a million years.
No. So watching them as like, when I watched them as like a young adult, some of them, like I would be like, is that supposed to be sexual? Just because I did understand what that meant, obviously, as an adult. But then I'd be like, no, they wouldn't do that on a kid's show. But then to hear some of the stuff that it was on purpose put in there as a sexual thing, but he thought it'd be funny if kids were doing it.
Our apologies for the interruptions. Now, we are going to preface this next conversation with this story of a recent lady in our apartment building that decides to constantly come after us. So that's the conversation that Jess and I are going to have coming up. Just wanted to preface it a little bit. So let's get back to the show. So there's this lady that, I mean, we think it's the lady. Mm-hmm. We've been having like a lot of problems with, we had like a little Easter bunny sitting out next to our door that said like, welcome for Easter.
Yeah.
It was like knocked over into the front of our door. Then the other day, David said that he heard a bunch of racket because he just got back from a sleep study and he was laying on the couch.
Uh-huh.
He said he heard a bunch of racket and he opened the door. Our wreath that's on our front door is literally on the floor. It's like got pieces everywhere. There's a pair of broken white sunglasses. There was a lady walking out the door and David's like, you know, what is that for? Like, what did we do that's so wrong that you're throwing stuff and knocking stuff off our door?
Yeah.
And then we just heard those like banging noises.
Yeah, I heard them too.
Somebody just knocked on the door and that's why the dogs went crazy.
Yeah.
But we're not doing anything. And I can tell you we're not doing anything because I'm recording.
Yeah.
Alyssa's doing her paint by sticker and David's cutting out a pattern. We're not making any noise.
No.
So like, I don't understand what the problem is, but this person has a hard on for us. We're going to cease this because you're not going to knock on my fucking door for no reason and get my dogs all riled up, scared the shit out of our kid.
Exactly. Right.
Over nothing. And then you're beating and banging on the floor, scaring the shit out of our kid. Like, what are you doing?
Seriously, though.
If you got a problem, knock on the door and say, bitch, I got a problem with you and we'll deal with it.
Right.
But don't knock on my fucking door and then walk away.
Yeah.
But I digress.
Did you guys see who it was? Like, was it for sure that person knocking on your door?
Oh, yeah. It's the same person both times. David saw who it was.
That is so weird.
The first time with the broken sunglasses and the wreath being on the floor, he messaged the people that manage our building and
yeah.
was like, hey, like, you know, this happened. I'm not sure why it happened or, you know, what we did to deserve it. And she's like, well, I apologize for it and it won't happen again and da 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 da. And then, but like now you're knocking on the door. And it's the same person because David saw her walking out the door because we're on the second floor right in front of the stairs that goes directly to the door.
Yeah.
We are the first one as soon as you walk up to the steps. If you just keep going straight, you run into our door. So like he's literally watching her walk down the steps and then she knocks on the door and then he literally watched her walk up the steps. He even said to her like, hey, like, do you need something? Like, did you knock on the door? And you just keep walking. Like, if you have a problem, then come talk to us.
Yeah.
I don't know why you're banging on your floor and you're coming to the door and knocking on the door all aggressively like you're the police, because we didn't do anything, like nothing at all.
Right.
We don't have, the only thing that we have that makes noise is the dogs.
Yeah, and she did that.
Yeah, and the bird chirps every once in a while. Every once in a while. She ain't squawking 24/7 and she's a little tiny lovebird. Like if you can't deal with one little psh every once in a while, then you need to go somewhere. But she was doing this stuff before we had the bird here.
I'll say birds chirp outside all the time, so... So that's a no-go, lady.
I know. I don't know. I just feel like you don't need to go to those extremes. If you got a problem with us, tell us that you got a problem with us. Because now you're literally focused on us, literally targeting us.
Right.
So, like, why are you targeting us? Because we didn't do anything wrong to you. Like, if you have a problem, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it and we'll deal with it. Whatever you think we did.
Right.
We'll deal with it.
It sounds to me like she needs a little rainbow gram.
It sounds like she needs to stop being prejudiced.
That's what I'm saying. She needs a little rainbow gram.
Anyways, I digress before our show gets canceled on the second episode. Now back to our regularly scheduled program. Clay's rant is over. Thank God. Now let's continue on with the Quiet On Set documentary. I took notes. I know that you didn't, but you have a big brain, so I am very aware that you remember everything.
Oh yeah, I have a huge brain. I mean, I just retain information like it's my job. What's my name again?
You are the encyclopedia of the world.
Oh God, we in trouble.
Oh, that's what the E means in Sedge. Sexy encyclopedia Jess.
Oh God, no, please. We can go so many ways with that.
That's a merch opportunity right there.
Yes, yes. Lort, lort, lort. You made a funny. Was that a cute laugh? I'm trying one out.
It sounds like you should stop.
Yeah, I agree. He was kind of bad.
The thing that I found interesting is scenes and the different things that, you know, like they made that were like funny to kids, but in the adult mind, they were very perverse.
Yes, perverse. I like that word.
The thing that really caught my attention was the whole fact that this, like the jelly and stuff, like being squirted on the kids' faces, he actually came up with that from a money shot joke.
Yes, yes. That was so disturbing. It was all disturbing, but that, because that type of stuff they did all the time and it was hilarious, so we thought.
Yeah.
And slime, like I just,
I know spit takes are very common in TV and stuff like that, but you know, like he even made that have a sexual connotation to it.
Yeah.
Everything was sexualized. It was a sexualized comedic approach to children.
Yeah.
And that's the part that just threw me for a loop, because like I said, I haven't watched these shows since I was a kid.
Right. Me neither.
So it's like going back and watching Toy Story again, and then you realize that Mr. Potato Head takes his lips off and puts them on his butt because he's telling you to kiss his ass.
Right.
Like, it's like finding, like learning those different kind of things. Like, oh yeah, like that's funny for adults, but you know, like those are animated characters, so you can get away with that. These are actual kids that are filming for a TV show.
And they had to perform these acts out.
Yeah. And so the most interesting thing was the writers, because this episode is like mainly based around the writers.
Yes. The two female writers.
Yes. The two female writers. And so Dan, he is hired by Nickelodeon to start a kids SNL version, or a SNL version of the kids show.
Yes.
So it's like a sketch comedy show with kids, and it's, they call it All That, which was a huge show when I was growing up.
It was. And it was such a great concept too.
It really was. And
yeah,
just like SNL, most of those kids became famous from that sketch comedy show.
Yeah.
He hires these two women writers. Now these both of these women writers, they did not have a, you know, like a steady job. They were like temping.
Yeah.
Not happy in their current life, but they really wanted to be film and screenwriters. So they got this job and both of them were hired and they were told that their salary was going to be split between the two.
Which is crazy. I don't even know how they even do that. With the taxes and stuff. Like, I don't understand all that, but they did it.
I have no clue either. Dan got two female writers for the price of one.
Yes.
Probably the craziest thing that in this entire episode is every single time they talk about something and something comes up on the screen that says Dan denies it, or Dan says that's not exactly how it went.
Right.
I know for a fact they do it the whole entire series. Every episode they have it where he's doing it. But this one alone, the whole split salary thing had came up a couple of times, because he even said, the one of them said something about Dan denied Jenny's claim stating he had no control over salaries.
Yes, I think the end of the episode, I saw that.
Yeah. And so,
yeah,
you know, Christy and Jenny were the two female writers. Christy ended up getting fired because she took two personal days.
Yep.
She literally just took, you know, like it was like one weekend day and one day during the week. And I think Jenny had said like she went to a concert one time and then the other time she had like a family event. So you take two personal days and you get fired for it.
Yeah. And it's like, how do you even have grounds for that? Like,
yeah. So this then gives Jenny a promotion. The stipulation to this promotion is she had to work 11 weeks for free.
Yes.
Now, mind you, this was the second season of The Amanda Show. So this woman has been with you. You split her salary in half and you give her permission but says she has to work 11 weeks for free.
Yes.
And on top of that, you put her ex-coworker in a very volatile situation where he literally, and it was so like disturbing to like hear Jenny recount it. And Christy was like, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to say anything about it. But she was talking about high school and high school kids. And he like, he made Christy bend over the table and pretend like she was getting sodomized.
Yes.
While talking about these high school kids.
Yes. Cause he thought it'd be funny.
And it's not funny.
Not at all. I tried to put myself in that scenario, being Dan and her. And I was like, I don't understand how you ever think that's funny.
Playing devil's advocate does not work for this situation.
No, but they're like in a room full of people.
Yes. And that, yeah, that's the other thing too, is you're in a room full of people. So this grown man, this new writer that's, you know, this was her big break. She was excited. Like, she was like, yes, you know.
Yes.
I got my chance to be a screenwriter. I'm really excited. Then this happens. And then, you know, it just started to snowball.
Yes.
With the things he said to Christy, the things he said to Jenny, and the things that he made them do to, like, keep their job. And both of them were like, you know, like, this was my first job. I didn't want to not be able to work in the industry anymore.
Yeah.
So then Jenny is upset when she quits. She quits, like, I think she said, like, 4 episodes in the season 2 of The Amanda Show.
Yeah, she didn't make it very far.
And then she calls Christy and she's like,
she couldn't be the only woman.
The what?
I said she couldn't be the only woman, she said.
Yes.
With that man. And I'm sure the other man kind of followed his lead, you know, whether they wanted to or not. I'm sure they didn't say that in episode 1, but I'm kind of assuming that's how it went.
Oh yeah. They alluded to it because they kept talking about how much power and control he had.
Yeah.
So then Jenny decides that she is going to sue Dan, and
yes.
You know, she even says in the documentary, she says, like, I knew this was going to be what kept me from working in this industry again.
Yeah.
Like, going after such a big name because of this is something that was very looked upon and or looked down upon in that time.
Yeah, because it's like no one, I feel like in that time, just because we've heard so many other situations, in that time it was like frowned upon to speak up.
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, so nobody wanted to. So the fact that she did that to me is huge.
Oh yeah, I mean, leaps and bounds. Like,
yeah,
taking a stand for your coworker and you, and you know, your very poor life that, you know, you had that came about from all of this abuse and everything. Very upsetting. That part was very, very upsetting. Like, the way that he treated those women was disgusting.
Yes, it was. And nobody deserves that. Like, nobody. Man, woman, kid, and nobody. And the fact that he got away with it, I just think, so I haven't seen the other episodes, but nothing came, whatever she did with the lawyers and sued and all that, nothing came of it because he went on to create so many more shows.
Yeah. And so that's a part of, I don't want to give spoilers because, you know, we're just doing episode 1 and I have seen all 4.
Yeah.
The part that is a running theme through this whole entire case is Nickelodeon just kept letting everybody down.
Yes.
Nickelodeon had this mindset of creating a children's Hollywood. You know, the comparisons that they made to Hollywood, there's the biggest award show is on Nickelodeon. Kids' Choice.
Yes.
People's Choice Awards was also partnered with by Nickelodeon. So you have all of these different award shows. You have one powerhouse creator that's creating all these series on your network, and you're making these kids famous from these series. And he was, you know, he was very perverted. He was very racist. And he even seemed like he was sexist, but he even seemed like he would have like a prejudice towards like the LGBTQIA+ community.
Absolutely. Yes.
This is like so big and like everybody's talking about it and everything like that. So after we're done reviewing, like I would like to do like an episode 5 for this where we kind of like go through and like look at everything like in the media and stuff like that that has been coming out, especially with the revelation of one of the cast members and his co-star, and like there was a little bit of tension there and they, you know, stuck up for each other. So that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I saw that, and that particular person too, he's been through a lot too, even besides this stuff. It just makes you wonder, like, was it because of all this, you know? Like, but we can get into that episode 5.
Yeah. Now, speaking of episode 5, the producers of the documentary did say that they are going to be releasing an episode 5 for the series.
Okay.
It's supposed to come out in April, a specific date and time for when we do our wrap up, like our conclusion of all of this.
Okay.
What was your main takeaway from this series?
To be honest, that nothing is what it seems. And I already thought that as it was, but just the fact that all these people made all this money off of kids, and like they hurt these kids. And as we know as adults, like things that happen to you as a child affect you in your adult life. Therapy, whatever you want to do, yes, it helped, but it's still there. And that's what I thought about after I just watched the first episode, is like, these poor kids, they're probably so excited to get on a TV show, because who doesn't want that? This is what they had to deal with, and nobody even knew, because it's, what, 20-some years later?
Yeah.
Now people are coming out. It's like, you know, I'm sure everyone was scared to speak.
So I'm curious if they will cover if the Me Too movement played a part in this documentary.
Probably. I know. I do wonder, like, what made someone speak up?
Yeah.
Or did someone just dig and find something? You know, like, who knows?
Honestly, there's a lot of speculation around that. Like, who was the first one to speak up?
Yeah.
It makes me feel like it was the Me Too movement. Just because that gave not only women the power to speak up, but it also started giving men the power to speak up.
Yes.
Because you went from men just had to shut up and put up, women just had to keep it to themselves, to voicing your opinion, and you don't have to work in this environment. So I don't know if it was like, you know, Christy like spoke up about it during the Me Too movement, or Jenny spoke up about it during the Me Too movement, and then they just kind of like started digging into it and found all these other people that came out about like different things that had happened.
Yeah.
So there are reports that Amanda Bynes doesn't actually show up in the series, and Josh Peck don't actually show up in the series. So I mean, and we all know that most of these stars from Nickelodeon had drug and alcohol addictions.
Yes.
So, you know, that's dark in itself, is you're taking these kids from being kids and making them become adults very quickly.
Well, their whole life is like taking from them, besides the stuff they have to deal with. They can't even go to school like regular kids. They like, they're tutored on the set, like their parents are there with them, but all this stuff's still going on. So what, they're still not being protected. And I wonder, to this day, is it the same type of situation?
That brings us to the section at the end of the show. And I was like, I looked at this and I was like, is this really the only response that you're going to give? I guess the producers of the documentary tried to reach out to Nickelodeon and ask them. And at the end of the episode, it's actually at the end of every episode.
Yes.
So it just says, in response to producers' questions, Nickelodeon has stated it investigates all formal complaints as part of our commitment to fostering a safe and professional workplace. We have adopted numerous safeguards over the years to help ensure we are living up to our own high standards and the expectations of our audience.
But that didn't happen. Like, all these people are lying, like, you didn't know, like, you guys are a big, huge company, you've made tons of money off of these kids, do more.
I'm like, speechless. Like, this, like, I literally, and I have watched all 4 episodes, but, like, I cried at every single one of them. I just put myself in their shoes. Like, so Drake is literally, and this puts this into perspective, Drake is literally 4 years older than me.
Wow. Really?
I'm 33 and he's 37. Some of the stars that were in the documentary were the same age as me.
Wow.
So I'm just like, they're in their 30s. And I'm like, you know, I grew up with these people. Like, they were around my age when I was growing up, and I watched them grow up on TV.
Yeah.
I related to them a lot, especially Drake and Josh. That was probably my favorite show that was on TV, and I watched it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're not just empathizing with a character. You're empathizing with the person that acted that character.
Yes.
It's very confusing in your mind to, like, process both sides.
Yeah, and, like, so many kids now, my kid, 21, 23, 25, they love Drake and Josh. So they've watched it in reruns. So, I mean, kids are still watching these shows, you know, enjoying them, but it's just so dark, too. Like, it makes me so sad that, like, Nickelodeon just made all this money, and these kids are just, they're still out there a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And we see them in the media, and we kind of just turn our nose at them. Amanda Bynes, like, I was just kind of like, I mean, I didn't know the situation, so I'm not the type to be like, oh, she's crazy. But I kind of thought, oh, she just, you know, went off the deep end or whatever. But, like, it seems to everyone like she just went crazy for no reason, but that's not the case. Drake, too, he went crazy a different way, but he still did for shows that he still watch now and enjoy and kids still watch.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, and Drake and Josh is still big. Like, out of all the Nickelodeon shows, Drake and Josh and its spinoff, iCarly, is literally the two most streamed. Plus, they just brought back iCarly for the reboot.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're going to touch on why Sam McCurdy did not come back.
Yeah, I know. She's another one that kind of, you just kind of looked at her and she's just thought she was crazy.
I literally just called her Sam McCurdy. It's Jeanette McCurdy.
I know who you meant, though.
I mixed her character name and her real name together.
Yes, I didn't even think twice. I knew who you meant, so it didn't matter to me. Yeah, but these kids are like, they've kind of been like screaming out to us and no one did anything. So not saying that me and you should have done something, but just everyone as a society. Kind of like what everyone did with Britney.
Exactly. And that's, so that is something that I would like to cover too eventually, is Britney.
Yeah. Me too.
This has me intrigued on how much of this, you know, how much of everything that happened on those set actually was happening on a Disney set. And there's something that's very disturbing about the things that happened on Nickelodeon and then how Disney becomes a part of it. There's a tie there. Once that tie kind of comes together and you start to look at the people that made these characters and who they are as people now, it's very interesting. And also something that this brought up too, this whole entire documentary had brought up, the Bob Saget and Olsen twins rumor that had been swirling. So there's like all of these things that are now getting dredged up for, you know, the dark side of kids TV. So now you're going to have all these problems because of everything that is getting dredged up, that more is going to come out and more is going to unfold about the dark side of kids TV.
As it should, though, because the Olsen twins, I don't think they ever, like, 100%, like, spoke out and stuff, but they wanted nothing to do with the reboot. Like, something definitely happened there, and they kind of, I don't want to say they went a little crazy, but they went a little cuckoo.
So just my last thing about episode one that is really interesting, and I hope they dive more in on it, is what you had already mentioned with the effects of being a child star.
Yes.
So what's your final thoughts?
My final thought is, if you see something, say something and protect our children.
That is definitely a big one. It still blows my mind.
Like, they are not going to protect themselves. We have seen it time and time again. And I don't care if it's my kid or not. I'm going to say something. I don't care if it pisses people off. But that is one thing I will always speak up on.
I'm not trying to shame the parents that were in the series.
Yes, I'm not either.
I also felt like, you know, they probably should have stepped in and was like, no. Like, this is not how this is going to go.
Yes, it is not the parent. Like, I do not believe it's the parents' fault. I do not put blame on the parents. But as a parent, it is your job to protect your children. We have all made mistakes. I was definitely not a perfect parent. I'm not trying to say I am. But knowing what I know now, I will always speak up.
Yes.
And not just famous. I'm not just saying, like, famous people, obviously.
Yeah, anyone.
Yeah.
Next week on the podcast, we will be talking about Quiet on Set, Season 1, Episode 2. It is titled Hidden in Plain Sight. And the synopsis of that episode is Dan Schneider's relationship with his star Amanda Bynes hits a breaking point as new child actors confront uncomfortable scenes and power dynamics until they face a startling revelation that two of their crew members prey on kids they met on set.
Oh my. So it just gets worse, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It just keeps,
oh goodness,
getting worse.
Yeah.
Now, on to our favorite segment of the week. It is randomness.
Woohoo! This is what we're here for.
Your favorite part of the week.
What random thing happened to you this week, Clay?
Well, I think we kind of already discussed the random thing that happened to me this week. To be honest, the whole knocking on the door thing.
Oh, okay. I was like, what was it? Because I don't remember. Oh, so wait, that just happened this week?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Was the original incident was last week, right? Yeah, with the wreath on the ground and... Yes, and the white sunglasses thrown at the door. Yeah, yeah. David said he thinks it was as well. Yes, last week, probably like middle of last week.
You guys should get a Ring camera.
Yeah, David just said that he's going to find his cameras.
They're really, oh, you guys already have one? I'll say they're really not that expensive. You can do it off the battery.
Yeah, I wonder if we can put a Ring camera out there because that would actually be a really smart idea.
Yeah, you can. You can't like install it. If you rent, so you have to like I don't rent my house. I own it, but we just got one and we just hooked it up. You just like hook it to your door.
Okay.
And the only thing is that you have to plug it in or it dies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So if you have like somewhere to plug it in, but you can always do an extension cord and all that. No, you can definitely do it. They have all types of different ones out there now too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I also think that you should get some rainbow flags and go throw them on our door. I mean, I will happily drive there and do it. I do not mind.
I just want to know what the problem is. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think we know what the problem is.
We're too fabulous.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody is always cramping our fabulousness, you know? It's just so rude.
I'll guarantee that is what the problem is. And I, like I said, I will happily go. I will drive there. And I will throw lots of rainbows on her. And I will talk to her. I don't mind.
I love how you have like this charged up thing. Like, and I'm going to drive there. And I'm going to throw rainbow flags on her. And then I'll talk to her.
I will. I'll bring makeup and everything, and I will even, I'll do her makeup for her. I will be nice about it. I'm not here to, I don't want to harm people, but do not mess with my people. That is a word to everyone. I become very, very, very protective. But sometimes people just need to be educated.
She becomes Dej.
Yes. Yes.
Devilish, emotional Jess.
Yes. I love being an ally. And I actually like want to speak up. But whenever I have the opportunity, I always try to protect my people.
Yep. We all appreciate that as well. So, Jess, what random thing happened to you this week?
This conversation. See, I feel like every day is a new adventure.
Good or bad?
Good. I'm very blessed. I have a very, very good life. I'm surrounded by amazing people. So I really feel like kind of like the you are what you eat type of thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who you surround yourself with is going to really affect your life. So the bad apples I cut out. I mean, I might miss a couple sometimes, but I'm at the point. I'm 42 years old, almost 43. I don't have time for people that want to use you, are toxic. Like I just, people that hate any type of hate, like that is probably my biggest thing where I'm like, bye. Jealousy, like I'm over it. But for this week, let's see, this weekend I had my grandkid and it made me realize how to never have three kids and take care of them. Cause I only had two and I don't think I handled it very well.
That's really interesting that you're talking about that because I was actually listening to Kale Lowry's podcast.
Yeah, I like her.
Yeah, I do too. She was talking about, so she has now total, she has 7 kids.
Does she really? Wow.
Yeah. So she and her man now, like they live together. So he was her neighbor and on coffee convos for like months on end, she would call him hot neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She ended up when she left Teen Mom, like he was there for the reunion, introduced himself and they're still together.
I love it.
She had a baby with him and then she got pregnant again shortly after and it ended up being twins.
Okay. Yeah. I know she has a girl.
She has 6 boys and 1 girl.
Yeah. I did not really should have been kids though. She was one of my favorite from Teen Mom because I was obsessed with Teen Mom.
Me too.
Because I was a teen mom. So like I started watching it, you know, I became vested in the characters and stuff, but then it just got kind of old. So I did stop watching it, but
I mean, I watch, they do like Teen Mom Family Reunion.
Uh-huh.
And it's like where they all come together in like one house and they're like doing like therapy, like activities and stuff like that, like mental things. And so like, I like that series better than the Teen Mom series, like the standalone.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause it's called Next Chapter now and they intertwined OGs and Teen Mom too.
Okay. So it's just those two shows cause they started to throw other people in there. I didn't know who they were. So I think that's where I kind of lost interest. How are you on Teen Mom, but you weren't on Teen Mom? Like that, and I get they were trying to fill in stuff because, you know, certain people left or whatever, but I was like, I just kind of lost interest because I wasn't vested in those people.
Yeah, so Cheyenne is still on the show.
Okay. I knew her from, she was on The Challenge, and that I didn't mind her, but it was weird that she was on Teen Mom.
The reason why is because she was 19. She was 19 when she had Ryder.
Okay.
They wanted to show the difference between a 16-year-old pregnancy versus a 19-year-old pregnancy. And I understand that and I get that. And they also had, what's that Alaskan politician's name?
Paulin? Sarah Paulin?
Is it Paulin?
That was like her, the politician's name, but I don't remember what her name was.
Oh, and then, yeah, so her daughter was on there.
Yeah, I did watch that. Like I probably, that may have been the last season I watched.
Yeah, and she left.
Okay. Also with Ryan, you know, Macy and Ryan?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so that, the last episode, the last season I really watched was when he was driving. I don't know if you remember it. He was driving and he was nodding out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay.
That, because I was just kind of like, what? Like, I think I watched that episode 4 times because I was just like, did that seriously just happen? That was a mess. But, oh my God, I just saw a picture of him with Macy and Bentley, like Macy's wife and like, I guess his wife or girlfriend. He looks so good.
Yeah. He's a lot better now. Him and Macy are getting along a lot better now, too.
Good.
Teen Mom Family Reunion, one of the things that they do is they bring in people that you need to work on stuff with.
Okay.
So like the first season, Farrah came. She didn't stay very long.
Oh, really? Oof.
That would be classified as an epic oof now.
Oh, Lord. Oof. I got a lot to say about her. Oh, Lord.
Season two, Ashley... Like, she's one of the girls on the show, I believe. That was her last season with them, but it was all their moms that came.
Okay. I don't think I know who that is. So she must have been one that they threw in there.
Yeah, she was from Teen Mom 3.
Okay, yeah. And I didn't watch that.
Or no, I'm sorry. Ashley was from Young and Pregnant.
Okay. I didn't watch all those extra shows.
Yeah, because they changed it up and it's not like it used to be. Like, Young and Pregnant used to be like every single episode was a different girl.
Okay.
They switched it up where it was more like Teen Mom and it was a group of girls. And they each had so much time per episode.
Okay. Like they would show like 10 minutes and then show the next thing. Yeah. I kind
of
like that.
So most of the girls from Teen Mom OG and Teen Mom 2 were from the original Young and Pregnant. And then they brought them to Teen Mom OG, which was originally Teen Mom. And when they brought it back, they recoined it OG. And then Teen Mom 2. They also had Teen Mom 3 that some of them were from. The only two that were not from the original Young and Pregnant and the new Young and Pregnant was Jade and Ashley.
Okay.
Then the Teen Mom 3 girls came over. So it's just like crossed and blended and everything else.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
I don't know why I kind of like got into that whole entire series. Maybe it's just because like when I started watching it, I was a teenager.
Yeah. Like I started watching it because I was a teen mom. And I used to always be like, I wish they would do a show where like they show the teen mom like as an adult. Like because obviously I like want to be famous. I never will be, but I want to be. So like, I was like, I should so pitch that to MTV. And at that time I was like in a horrible relationship. My kids were so young, you know, so like I felt like it would have been good TV, but here we are.
I mean, that's another thing that is probably going to be a subject on this podcast eventually, since we're talking about TV a lot and stuff, is reality TV and the effects that that has on people.
Yeah.
Because I know myself, like just listening to Kale Lowry's podcast, like the stuff that she's went through just because of being in the public eye was pretty intense stuff.
I'm sure. I have seen on almost all of them, I see the comment and I cannot believe some of the things people say.
Yeah, I can't either.
It's disgusting. And I understand she puts herself out there. They put themselves out there. But like, what gives you the right to be hateful or comment how many kids she should have or how many baby daddies? Like, I just don't. The amount of people that judge in our world is disgusting.
Or like freak out because she's leaving the show and tell her, or call her a bad mom because she's not going to have money for her kids. Obviously, she's fine.
Yes. I'm sure she's got many things networking.
Oh, yeah. She even has...
She's going to make sure her babies are good. I can tell you that. Me and her are a lot alike with the way we grew up and stuff. That's why I connected the most with her.
If I'm not mistaken, I think she's going to be on a Lifetime special.
Okay.
I'm not sure what this said Lifetime special is about. She was supposed to film it and she missed her plane.
Oh, goodness.
And so I'm not sure she's still going to be on it or what.
Yeah, I like her though.
Yeah, she has like 3 podcasts. She has Coffee Convos, Baby Mamas, and Barely Famous.
Huh. I have heard one of them. I don't remember which one, but...
It's probably Coffee Convos.
Yeah, I think I saw it on TikTok and then I was like, I should listen to this. But then I'm so forgetful, I just forget.
Yeah, she does Coffee Convos with Todd Chrisley's daughter. Why did I just... forget her name. Oh, Lindsay.
I was going to say, is it Miss Crisley? Because that could be it.
No. Lindsay Crisley.
Sorry.
And I do this show right here with Miss Crisley. And she's a mighty good co-host, I tell you now.
That was a good impression
of you.
Yes.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm pretty funny.
I mean,
who else could you have that laughs at her own jokes for hours? Oh, sorry.
You're not wrong.
I know. I'm not.
I just think that I should start talking like that, you know, because my voice sounds so horrible. So I'll just start, you know, making a character voice.
No, that's not a thing. if you start talking like that, we're going to lose all of our viewers, our listeners.
Well, I mean, do we really have that many at this point anyways?
We have two, me and you.
Well,
our significant others won't even listen.
It's so hard to get your significant others to listen. It's like, oh, baby, I want to support you in everything you do. Okay,
here, can listen, you listen to this. Right. Well, I can't do that. It's too long.
This takes too much time. I have my own stuff to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, hey, did you listen to the podcast? Oh, yeah, it was really good. Oh, what did we talk about? I don't remember. Yeah, because you didn't listen, hooker.
Exactly. We're on to you, boys.
He's over there looking at me.
There, we just shouted you out. And both their names start with D. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, they do both start with D. Must be a dick thing.
It is.
Isn't it ironic that you and I are both dating guys that are named Dick?
Yes, but then again, it's all about what we attract. Look what we did. Look at us now.
I mean, at least I have a good-looking dick.
I do too.
Okay, and that's fine. You can say that. I'm not saying that.
And mine is huge. Oh, wait, were you talking about our men or our dicks?
Man, God, please save this train wreck because we are a hot mess express.
That's how we get along so well, though.
Oh, true. Very true.
Yeah.
So how was your Easter?
It was good. I went to a friend's house. I had the grandkids. I went to a friend's house. Then the grandkids actually came over to the friend's house to do Akon. It was actually so fun. It was so cute.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So my daughter and my son-in-law came over too. So it was nice. It was a good, good Easter.
Yeah. So we did breakfast for Easter.
Did you go out or did you guys make breakfast?
Oh, we went out this time.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But usually David makes breakfast at home on like holidays and special occasions and stuff. But this time we went out because I had to work in the evening at 2 o'clock and my mode of transportation was still at the lodge. So we had to go up and get it.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So we were just hopping around.
Where are you now?
Yep.
I still can't believe you went to the lodge when I wasn't there. You knew I wasn't there. I know you did it on purpose.
I did not do it on purpose.
I don't believe you.
I just am trying to get back into my fun girl era, you know?
Yeah, I feel like you're coming back. I do.
It's slow, but it is coming back.
I think this helps you too.
Oh, yeah. This definitely helps me.
Yeah, because this is like your thing.
Oh, yeah. I love podcasting. I will do it.
Yeah.
Even if there is only two listeners and my husband doesn't want to listen, I will still do it because it's for me.
And my boyfriend doesn't want to listen because he's so busy. That's okay. Next time he wants to do something, I'm going to tell him no.
David's over here huffing and puffing. He sounds like the big bad wolf right now. Watch out, three little pigs. The big bad wolf's coming.
Little Red Riding Hood's coming. And they're in the shape of Jess and Clay. So watch out.
Oh my, Jess. What big ears you have.
I thought you were going to say something else.
I was going to say dick, but...
You should have said boob.
Wait, you have boobs?
No, I don't. How could I have a dick? Come on, Clay.
I thought you were a man.
I am. You can tell by my voice that I'm a man.
I thought you had a big black cock.
I do.
And real nice, thick, juicy peck.
I do. Yes, but we'll go with that.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, and I prefer men.
You hear that, Derek?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Ooh, well,
good times.
On that note, we should probably watch up this or watch out. What?
We should probably start the podcast now, Clay. Just kidding. Time to start.
Oh my God. I haven't been recording this whole time.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, we just lost all that great content. Anywho, next time on Chasing Fruit Flies, we will be reviewing season one.
We'll be reviewing how Clay lies. Go ahead.
We will be reviewing.
Okay, something serious. Go ahead. It's serious.
I'm just trying to wrap up the show. Like, let me do it, please.
Okay, I'm letting you. I'll be quiet. You have 30 seconds.
Okay, so next week on Chasing Fruit Flies, we will be reviewing Quiet on Set Season 1, Episode 2. So tune in for that. And please follow us on Facebook and join the conversation. We hope to hear from you next week.
And I also love how you said that super fast because I told you you had 30 seconds. Love you. Talk to you guys next week.
Always be a big deal.
And chase fruit flies.